Good morning. A deep slug of moisture produced a fair amount of rainfall overnight and even some bursts of rain over into New England and parts of eastern New York during the pre-dawn hours. Most of this action is racing toward the eastern seaboard and northward into the Champlain Valley. On its way out, we'll still see a few scattered showers lingering across the region, maybe even a rumble of thunder as we get deeper into the morning and into the early part of the afternoon. This is all part of that same storm system which continues to slowly move through the mid part of the country. Energy associated with the moisture is producing the showers this morning, but also we'll see some breaks of sunshine during the middle part of the day. And with a warm front heading in our direction, this will allow temperatures to reach through the 50s and 60s, and in some cases even into the lower to mid 70s by the middle to latter stages of the afternoon. In this somewhat unstable environment and the passage of an occluded front later today, we could still see a few showers by the end of the afternoon and into the evening hours. As that front continues to track through the region overnight tonight, we'll have partly to mostly cloudy skies, but generally dry weather during the overnight period as temperatures drop back into the 40s. For the day tomorrow, mainly dry with a mix of sun and clouds, although some upper-level energy still has to move through. This could produce a few scattered showers, but with a westerly breeze, temperatures will be back into the lower 60s. Right now, it looks like additional disturbances in the mid-levels of the atmosphere, still associated with the same storm system, will rotate through one at a time through the weekend, and this will keep both Saturday and Sunday a bit unsettled with the chance of showers both days. When it's not raining, skies will be mostly cloudy over the weekend, with temperatures starting off in the 60s on Saturday, but only reaching the middle and upper 50s on Sunday. Finally, this whole storm system will lift out of here for the beginning of next week. Breezy, a bit cooler on Monday, in the upper 50s, though dry, with a mix of sun and clouds, and staying dry with a mix of sun and clouds Tuesday, right around 60, and Wednesday, mostly sunny, with highs in the lower and middle 60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a shrinking but not insignificant zone of warm and humid air will remain over the easternmost locations along the mid-Atlantic coast. While primarily unidirectional wind profiles will exist in this region, convergence along an advancing cold front will produce a threat for locally damaging winds and even a tornado. Meanwhile, while most of the severe weather associated with this storm is winding down, flooding from excessive rainfall remains a threat, especially along coastal sections of southern New England and parts of the Gulf Coast from western Florida into Alabama. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Joplin, Missouri, at 6:53 p.m. Eastern Time back on Sunday. The last report of hail was at Szolnok, Hungary, at 12:15 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility with light rain and fog, 34 degrees, and a southwest wind at 53 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 0 degrees. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies with light drizzle and fog, 47 degrees with a dew point of 46. 97% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 29.83 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 98 degrees at Santa Maria, California, to a low of 11 at Yellowstone Lake, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City scattered showers and thunderstorms in the lower 70s, Boston scattered showers and thunderstorms in the upper 60s, and in Buffalo increasing sunshine and breezy with highs near 50 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature yesterday in Albany, 48 degrees, the low 40, the average temperature 44, that's 9 degrees below normal. We ended the month of April with another 46 hundredths of an inch of precipitation, bringing the monthly total to 2.44 inches. That's 73 hundredths below normal. And for the year, 10.95 inches of liquid equivalent precipitation, which is 22 hundredths below normal. The average high temperature at Albany today, 65 degrees. The average low, 43. The record high, 86, set in 2001, and the record low, 28, set in both 2008 and in 1961. Sunrise this morning was at 5:50 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:56 p.m., 14 hours and 6 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Showers, then breaks of sunshine, then more showers possible later today with highs in the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy with the risk of a shower tonight and lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, showers and possibly a thunderstorm today, also some breaks of sun, pushing highs into the mid-70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the middle to upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondack, showers, then breaks of sunshine, then more showers possible later today with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly cloudy with a risk of a shower tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Deconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, showers and possibly a thunderstorm today. Also some breaks of sunshine, though, with highs in the lower 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Scattered showers this morning, then breaks of sunshine, a chance for a few more showers later this afternoon with highs in the lower 70s. Variable clouds tonight with lows in the lower to mid 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, some showers around, especially in the morning, breezy, not as mild, but still in the lower 60s. Mostly cloudy both weekend days with a chance for showers Saturday and showers likely on Sunday. Lower to mid 60s Saturday, upper 50s on Sunday. Upper 50s with dry weather Monday under a mix of sun and clouds and a breeze. Tuesday, partly sunny near 60, and back into the 60s with mostly sunny skies on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.